You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome, everyone, to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I absolutely love supporting people who are motivated to improve their health and overall well-being naturally. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me today. Allergy season is here, and for a lot of people, this is a time of feeling miserable. That is why I want to dedicate today's show to this topic. Today, I want to share with you a strategy to help you manage allergies during the season, and I will also share with you allergy-friendly foods and herbs that can help you minimize symptoms or even eliminate them. I also suffer from allergies. My allergies manifested after I had adrenal fatigue, and even though after so many years they have improved tremendously, I still have some symptoms. But if I do take care of myself and follow the strategy that I'm going to be sharing with you, I don't have any symptoms during this time of the year. So let's start by defining what is an allergy. According to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, an allergy is when your immune system reacts to a foreign substance called an allergen. It could be something you eat, inhale into your lungs, inject into your body, or touch. This reaction could be cause coughing, sneezing, itchy eyes, a runny nose, and a scratchy throat. And in severe cases, it can cause rashes, hives, low blood pressure, breathing trouble, asthma attacks, and even death. Some people experience seasonal allergies while others experience more long-term or consistent allergy symptoms. That means that they experience these symptoms all year long. Well, here are some common contributors to allergy symptoms. However, note that it's not always easy to pinpoint the cause, but some of them are pollen from trees, plants, and grass, dust, including the type found around your home, certain foods, especially those known to cause the most food allergies, including gluten, dairy trees, especially peanuts, eggs, soy, and shellfish, insect bites and stings, animal fur and dander, mold, certain medications such as antibiotics, latex, such as the kind used to make latex gloves or condoms. If you're wondering how would you know for sure if what you're experiencing is an allergy related, then let's look at some of the symptoms to help you clarify this before we dive into some natural remedies. There's a seemingly endless list of allergy symptoms, but the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology has created this list of common symptoms. Runny, stuffy nose, sneezing, wheezing, shortness of breath, cough, rash or hives, fatigue, headache, nausea or vomiting, excess mucus, watery, itchy eyes, and itchy throat. Now, sometimes it's difficult to tell if you have a common cold or allergies. However, if you know the significant difference between the two, you can tell one from the other easily. Colds and allergies share some of the symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, congestion, and itchy or sore throat. But a cold will also involve other signs like coughing, sweating, and fever. Colds without complications last at the most 1 or 2 weeks. Allergies persist longer, more than 2 weeks, and they do not go away. Cold symptoms start mild, worsen, and then return to mild or disappear. Allergies, on the other hand, tend to be consistent and persistent. With a cold, you will usually experience the onset of each individual symptom at separate times. Allergy symptoms occur all at once. Allergy symptoms will change when you travel to a different region. They can get worse or improve. It depends what you are allergic to and what area are you visiting. In allergies, mucus is translucent and usually thinner, unless you have a sinus infection. On the other hand, cold can start with thin mucus, but at one point it will always thicken, and at some time it could turn green or yellow. Not always, but sometimes. There are many allergy symptoms, but the ones I mentioned above are the most common. If your doctor suspects your allergies are food-related, You may be advised to go on an elimination diet for 2 to 4 weeks to help identify what foods are causing your allergy symptoms. An elimination diet will eliminate some of the most problematic foods associated with allergies and then slowly reintroduce them to pinpoint the cause of an allergy. Here's a list of foods from the Food Allergy Research and Education that your doctor might likely eliminate if you're experiencing symptoms of a food allergy, and that is gluten, dairy, soy, refined or added sugar, peanuts, corn, alcohol, caffeine, eggs, and in some cases, all packaged, processed, or fast foods. Now, you're wondering what you can eat after that list? Well, don't worry. There's plenty of food you can eat. The American Association of Naturopathic Physicians has a great list of anti-allergic foods to help relieve your allergy symptoms, and they include whole grains and legumes and egg yolks. Now, if you're going to eat whole grains and legumes, which I highly encourage because they're high in vitamin E, A, and magnesium and selenium, is make sure you soak your grains and legumes for at least 7 hours or overnight. Grains and legumes have phytic acid and enzyme inhibitors, but if you soak them, it will release them into the water. And once they're soaked, give them a quick rinse and then cook them, and you'll be fine. It removes most of the phytic acid and enzyme inhibitors. Other things you can eat are fresh organic vegetables. Eat nutrient-rich veggies like carrots, yams, cabbage, beets, kale, spinach, and chard, and of course, all dark leafy greens. Cold-pressed flax oil or evening primrose oil also contains high levels of vitamin E, so drizzle a tablespoon on your salad every day. Oily fish such as cod, herring, mackerel, salmon, and sardines provide the omega-3 fatty acids that you need. Omega-3 fatty acids, such as the ones found in these fish, walnuts, flaxseed, may reduce the production of inflammatory chemicals in the body. Studies have found that a high content of omega-3 fatty acids in red blood cells or in the diet was associated with a decreased risk of hay fever. Local honey can help you relieve watery eyes, congestion, and most allergy symptoms because it contains the pollen your seasonal allergies originate from. Eat probiotic-rich and fermented foods. Foods like sauerkraut, kimchi, and kombucha are foods that improve digestion and boost the immune system. Also, fermented foods like miso and apple cider vinegar are alkaline-forming and promote health. Garlic and onion contain high levels of quercetin, and quercetin is a natural anti-inflammatory and antihistamine. Algae. Due to their high concentrations of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, omega oils, and proteins, algae's health benefits are vast. However, studies indicate that consuming spirulina made a significant improvement in human patients with nasal allergies. And red marine algae is known for having health benefits that aid allergy symptoms such as being anti-inflammatory and analgesic. But do not limit yourself to these two types of algae. All of them have incredible health benefits. Pineapple is full of vitamins and enzymes that help reduce reactions to seasonal allergies. The pineapple core has the highest concentration of nutrients. Papaya contains the anti-inflammatory enzyme papain, which also helps with allergy symptoms. Turmeric, which is a spice used at Eastern dishes, contains the anti-inflammatory bioflavonoid quercetin. If you're experiencing congestion, incorporating spicy dishes like chai tea and curry in your diet can help thin out mucus. Spices like cayenne pepper, garlic, ginger, and cinnamon are your friends during this time of the year. These spices are anti-inflammatory, boost your immune system, and help break down mucus and fight infection. So incorporate them in your diet as much as possible. Natural unrefined salt or Himalayan salt clears the lungs of excess mucus, particularly in asthma and cystic fibrosis, and also clears sinus congestion. It is a natural antihistamine. Salt supplies the body with over 80 essential mineral elements. Please note that refined salt, such as table salt, has been stripped of all but two of these elements and contains a harmful additive such as aluminium silicate, a toxic chemical found in the UK study to be the primary cause of neurological disorders such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So always use sea salt or Himalayan salt. Aside from diet, vitamins are another way to naturally decrease allergy symptoms. Here are some of the vitamins that allergy sufferers can benefit from. Vitamin C prevents the formation of histamine. Probiotics is a healthy bacteria that live in our gut and has influenced the body's immune response. A good multivitamin helps the body's metabolism, digestion, and the function of the immune system. Studies have shown that most people are deficient on some essential nutrients. A multivitamin is a great way to get those foundational nutrients. Now, many of you know, I highly recommend that if you're going to take a multivitamin, it is made with food, it's all natural, and it's liquid, such as the brand Nature's Plus Source of Life. EPA, DHA, fish oils. They are high in omega-3, which are, among other things, has been associated with a decreased risk of hay fever. Quercetin, as I mentioned earlier, it's a bioflavonoid, and it's found in onions, which ironically treats watery, itchy eyes that are associated with allergies. You may be able to lessen the impact of seasonal allergies by building your body's defenses against them. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle by eating a healthy diet, avoiding caffeine, alcohol, sugar, and processed foods are one of the best things you can do to mitigate the effects of allergy symptoms, as it is a well-known fact that a person that is in good shape and has a robust immune system can withstand the impact of allergies better than someone who has other illnesses and has weakened immunity. Other recommendations to improve your immune system and fight allergy symptoms include: get plenty of rest. A healthy night's rest stimulates the immune system and keeps stress levels down. Research shows that high levels of chronic stress and sleep deprivation can hurt your immune system, which only contributes to worsening your allergy symptoms. To reduce the onset of symptoms, minimize the time spent outdoors and keep the windows rolled up while driving. Wash your clothes, including outerwear, regularly. Avoid placing items on the grass and leave your shoes outside. And please drink water. Hydrate as much as possible. The side effects of being dehydrated are extensive, but being dehydrated can heighten any allergy symptoms you're experiencing. Manage stress. If you're under chronic stress, allergies are going to be a bigger problem for you. Try stress reduction techniques like meditation, breathing exercises, Tai Chi, and Qigong. And find ways to laugh more. Studies have shown that humor may enhance immune function by boosting levels of immunoglobulin A. That's a protein found in your eyes, ears, mouth, and throat and nose that shields you against infection. So have fun. Go to a comedy show, see a funny movie, hang out with friends. This is not only going to boost your immune system, but it also reduces stress and helps you enjoy life more. Minimize exposure to allergens. As much as possible, create an environment that supports you during allergy season. So that way you minimize symptoms. For example, use an air conditioner instead of opening a window, or wear protective gear when you must go outside. Run a humidifier, use and diffuse essential oils in your house that are known to relieve congestion and support the respiratory system. After being outside, wash your hair and change your clothing. And exercise regularly. But if you're sensitive to outdoor allergens like pollen, you may not want to exercise outdoor when pollen levels are highest. Instead, do indoor yoga, aerobics, and Qigong. I know when suffering from allergies, the last thing you may think to do is to get up and out for a little exercise. But believe me, exercise can actually help with allergy symptoms. Regular physical activity helps to decrease allergy symptoms by improving blood flow in your body, which promotes the removal of allergens. The most common allergy symptoms that make us feel so miserable, which include the itchy eyes, the runny nose, the fullness in the ears, pressure in the sinus, and the overall fatigue, can be helped by exercising. Although you cannot exercise your allergies away, working out regularly can certainly minimize your symptoms, because the improved blood flow that results from exercise will help prevent the delicate tissue surrounding your nose, mouth, lungs from being inflamed. The best part of this is that exercise doesn't have to be intense or challenging. All you need to do is just get your blood pumping. And try not to overexert yourself, because that might actually aggravate your symptoms away. Most people who are struggling with an allergy go to the doctor to be treated and are routinely given pharmaceuticals like antihistamines and anti-inflammatory, both of which may actually further aggravate the allergy symptoms they were given for. And they have really bad side effects, especially in the long term. Still, I know sometimes we just need that immediate relief. So the good news is that there are a few natural options that can help you with your symptom relief, such as acupressure, using a neti pot, apple cider vinegar, essential oils, bone broth, garlic, and herbal supplements. Now let's look at each one in detail. The Cleveland Clinic suggests that acupressure is a great way to relieve the sinus pressure caused by allergies. An acupressure session can be as short as 6 minutes, and it involves a strategic placement of the fingers on specific pressure points along the face. You can do this at home. There are plenty of YouTube videos out there that will teach you how to do it. Just Google them and try them at home and see how they work out. Garlic is a superfood with antihistamine properties, and it's also a natural antibiotic that boosts your immunity and helps to expel allergens from the body. As a remedy for allergy symptoms, it is advised that only raw garlic be used for best results. Luckily, we also have honey that not only helps with allergy symptoms, but it also makes garlic taste better. There are many recipes online that you can Google to find how to make garlic honey and eat it every day. Many people, including myself, find allergy relief by using a neti pot or over-the-counter nasal rinse. The first is important to know that you must use purified water and pickling salt to fill in your neti pot. You should fill the neti pot in the warm solution and then raise it to your slightly tilted head. Point the neti pot spout into the top of the nostril and pour it in slowly. Allow the solution to flow through your sinus cavity and out your bottom nostril. Make sure that you don't make any significant facial movements and don't inhale through your nose or else you will choke. Some water will drip down your throat, and this will be a sign that you need to make adjustments on your head so that the solution will flow out of your nose and not down your throat. Relax and adjust your position until your nasal pathways are completely clear. After proper use, you should experience some sinus relief from using an neti pot or a nasal rinse. And the good thing about this method is that it also pushes the pollen out from your sinus cavity. So use it daily to prevent allergy symptoms. According to Earth Clinic, a website dedicated to natural cures, apple cider vinegar is a great natural remedy for allergy sufferers. I know most of us think of our grandmothers when apple cider vinegar comes to mind. But the truth is, for ages, it has been used as a natural remedy for countless health concerns. And as it turns out, allergies are high on the list. And here's why. Apple cider vinegar contains a number of beneficial compounds, including acetic and malic acid, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, and several others. These nutrients function to balance the body's natural pH to prevent ill health and to remedy such issues as allergies and other seasonal disorders too. The nutrients it contains also boost your immune system and functioning. Here's how the Earth Clinic suggests using apple cider vinegar for allergy relief. Mix 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar and 1 teaspoon of honey and 8 ounces of water, warm water. Once combined, drink the tonic and repeat morning and evening. Many essential oils are often used for more immediate relief for allergy sufferers. Here's a list of essential oils to help allergies. Peppermint oil has anti-inflammatory properties and can help quickly clear blocked sinuses and ease nasal congestion caused by allergies. Lavender works as a natural antihistamine and will help to reduce inflammatory reactions in your body. Chamomile is a soothing herb that is known for its relaxing properties. If you have itchy, red skin, rashes, or hives caused by allergies, then you can use chamomile oil for fast relief. Tea tree oil can help to remedy allergy skin reactions by reducing inflammation and preventing infections. The antibacterial properties of tea tree oil can also be useful in destroying mold, fungi, and bacteria in particles in the air, thus reducing symptoms of allergies at home. Lemon is also used to treat respiratory problems associated with allergic reaction. It's a natural antioxidant agent that can help clear toxins and reduce the body's response to allergies, and it's also good antimicrobial. Camphor is anti-inflammatory and has an affinity for the sinus cavities. It is often found in vapor rub formulas because it relieves coughs and supports the respiratory system. Eucalyptus is often used in a steam inhalation to help clear nasal and sinus congestion. It is said to work similarly to menthol by acting on receptors of the nasal mucous membranes, leading to a reduction of nasal stuffiness. You can use these essential oils individually or mix them and create your own respiratory support formula. For your convenience, I have created several blends for sinus and also antimicrobial, and you can get them on my website at www.drtonywithanicamacho.com. And these formulas, I use them for, again, sinus infection, for nasal rinses, and also I diffuse them in the air. Use these essential oils to loosen up your stuffy nose. The way you do it is to hold your head over a pot of boiling water, add about 5 drops of essential oils of your choice, or a combination of antimicrobial essential oils. Breathe slowly through your nose, but be careful not to burn yourself. This also helps with sinus infections and if you have a cold. You can also get some relief with the diffuser in your bedroom. Use about 10 drops of essential oils in the diffuser. And you may add 1 drop, and please only 1 drop, of eucalyptus or juniper or one of these formulas to your salt water rinse. But again, only 1 drop or it will burn your nose. Other things you can do to relieve congestion is to try to take in sun moisture from a hot shower with the door closed, or you can use a humidifier in your bedroom while you sleep. There are also quite a few herbs that can help ease the discomfort of seasonal allergies. I have had tremendous success relieving allergy symptoms using the following herbs. Black elderberry. Evidence suggests that the chemicals in elderflower and berries may help reduce swelling in mucous membranes, including the sinuses, and help relieve nasal congestion. Elderberry may have anti-inflammatory, antiviral, anti-influenza, and anti-cancer properties. Stinging nettle may reduce or eliminate the sneezing and itching caused by hay fever. It seems that the herb can reduce the amount of histamine the body releases from the cells in response to an allergen. Goldenrod, often mistaken with ragweed, is an herb which helps the body remove excess mucus. Goldenrod also contains high levels of anti-inflammatory constituent quercetin, which may help alleviate the symptoms of allergies. Ginkgo has been shown to have a significant effect managing allergies and asthma. Ginkgo is anti-inflammatory and contains 7 antihistamines, which makes it effective to get relief from allergy symptoms. Ginkgo has also been shown in studies to be effective in relieving allergies, asthma attacks, and other lung problems. Iripe provides a natural antihistamine-like action that could potentially ease symptoms associated with fever and seasonal allergies, including eye irritation. Licorice, it has a soothing effect and helps to reduce irritation of the respiratory system. Lobelia helps clear stuffy nose and soothes irritated lungs. I'm telling you, thank God for these herbs, or I would not have been able to get through the allergy season without experiencing several episodes of vertigo. There are other herbs that I've used in the past, like horehound, butterbur, mullein, horseradish, and wasabi to treat symptoms, but I have found the herbs that I mentioned first to be the most effective to both prevent and treat symptoms. Remember, herbs are highly effective. They do work, but you need to buy quality ingredients. You need to buy from a source that knows how to extract them correctly, and so work in conjunction with qualified herbalists to treat your seasonal allergies, and always buy organic. And you can also try my allergy herbal formula. It's on my website, again, at www.drtonywithanicamacho.com. And this formula can not only help reduce the severity of the symptoms, but in some cases, I've seen people not have symptoms at all during allergy season if they're taking this formula. On the other hand, from a holistic point of view, Allergies are often associated with weak adrenal function or an overactive immune system and digestive functions, kind of like leaky gut. Therefore, I also recommend not only an herbal supplement with the herbs for allergies, but also herbal supplements that support the systems that I mentioned, like the immune system and digestive system. And again, you can find these on my website. Now, bone broth is a great addition to your diet if you're an allergy sufferer. It's full of nutrients, but drinking bone broth helps also break up and release excess nasal mucus. And it's also known to reduce inflammation in the body, and thus it starts the beginning of relief of some allergy symptoms. Now, I know I cover a lot of information here today, and you may be feeling a little bit overwhelmed, but I know you got this. You chose to listen to this show for a reason, to make more informed, better decisions for natural allergy relief. And you're on your way to making a difference in your life. And I hope that the tools that I provided today are just what you needed to get you started. And as always, you know, you can reach out to me if you have any questions about allergies or anything else. And if you're suffering from allergy right now, now is the perfect time to start taking my herbal allergy supplements. Because remember, it's a lot easier to take preventive steps than to overcome allergy symptoms once they have set in. So start taking those herbal supplements, change your diet, manage your stress, and start doing it like 2 to 4 weeks before the allergy season starts. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.